I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid.
Welcome to the T Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything from the perspective of one man. And that man is me, T, from good old Boston, Massachusetts. It is Thursday, December 6th, 2018. I can't believe it's December already. That's what everybody says right now, around like soon as December 1st hits. December is the last month of the year. It is the holiday month. Now, of course, we get holidays in every other month throughout the year, but none more than what is in the month of December. December, we fucking have Hanukkah. We have Festivus. I'll get into that. We have Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Kwanzaa, and we have New Year's Eve. We have holidays for everyone, right? We have holidays and that everybody could listen to their music or whatever you worship, by religion, by practice, by movie, by music, whatever floats your fucking boat. However you were raised, whatever you believe in, whatever you practice, right? Whether it's baby Jesus or a piece of poo like Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, or you air your grievances like Festivus. See what I'm getting at with that? Because I'll talk about Festivus. It's 2018. The year's coming to a close. I am not obviously in the holiday spirit. I'm doing my best to do this podcast and bring joy to the world after everything I've been through in 2018. And there will be an airing of grievances 2018. It'll be Festivus 10. For all of you who've been following T-Blog the last 9 years, I started in December 2009. One of my first T-episodes was Festivus, the airing of grievances, which I did because of Seinfeld. I'm a Seinfeld fan. I'll get into that on that Festivus post. It will go up live this December 23rd. I know it's a Sunday, and I know I don't post on Sundays. I know the podcast is Tuesday and Thursday, but that's the day of fucking Festivus, and I'm going to get it up there, and I'm going to drink while I record it. I'm going to record my grievances, and then I will air them on December 23rd. So I'll be a little bit fucking tipsy. I'll be a little bit shit-faced this year because I had a rough fucking year and I really want to get into my grievances. You know I got a list and I'm going to air that shit. That's Festivus. I celebrate Festivus. I have a Festivus poll. I've always done that shit. And that's my favorite fucking holiday, especially this year, because right now, the holidays this year, I'm going to be fucking depressed. I'm depressed almost every fucking day what I went through this year, losing my mom. I am not in the best of fucking moods, but I'm coming here. I'm trying to fucking get back to my old ways. And that's going to take a while, but one of my things is talking, and I'm talking into a fucking microphone, and I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm going to try to get back to the old T, the old me. I'm trying, people. I'm fucking trying. If you're in my personal life, bear with me. I know you haven't seen me. I know you probably think I'm fucking reading How to Kill Myself books. That's from Wedding Crashers, but I'm not. I'm just processing shit, okay? Yeah, I'm fucking sad. Yeah, I cry. I get to work. I get to my workouts. I'm just getting through the fucking routine as best as I can. And it sucks. It fucking sucks. No, I'm not fucking dating. Yes, I'm blowing off fucking friends. Yes, I'm running a roller coaster of my fucking sports teams, especially with the fucking Patriots. Nothing feels the same right now. So obviously, to me, the only way I'm going to fucking deck the fucking halls is by coming here and talking about the holidays. And the holidays, this year aside, is something where I've noticed that over the past, 5 years, as we've become a more PC society, we'll worry about everybody's fucking feelings, everybody's soft as shit. This is the world we live in now, right? Where you can't call a Christmas tree a Christmas tree, or a Christmas party a Christmas party, or a fucking Christmas sweater an ugly Christmas sweater. You can't say that. Fuck you. All right? A Christmas tree is a Christmas tree. It's not a holiday tree. It's Christmas. For those people that celebrate fucking Christmas and baby Jesus' birthday, it's a Christmas tree. Okay? Just like if you're Jewish and you practice Hanukkah, it's a menorah. You don't fucking call it a candelabra. No, it's fucking tied to the religion and what you believe in. Why do we all need to fucking worry about what other people's shit is? I don't give a fuck who likes what and what you call it. Don't call my shit what I want to call it. I don't celebrate Kwanzaa, but I know people that do. I'm not Jewish, but I have a lot of Jewish friends who fucking celebrate it. And I'm fucking Catholic, but my religion has nothing to do with my love for Christmas. And neither does the fucking mall. And neither does the fucking Grinch on television. It's just that time of the year. You don't have to fucking partake in the activities if you don't want to practice Christmas parties. You don't have to fucking decorate a Christmas tree if Christmas isn't your cup of tea. But don't force your fucking ways on somebody else. This is how fucking wars start, people. When we fucking try to force our ways on other countries and take their shit, leave it the fuck alone. I had to just say that. Same with Festivus. Don't fuck with me because I air grievances. Oh, how are you airing grievances? How are you getting mad on the holidays? That's what Festivus is. Don't fuck with it. Oh, that's based on a TV show. It's not real. It's not real to you. It's real to me. Just like anybody under the age of fucking 8, Santa Claus is real to them. I don't know how we went from baby Jesus' birthday to fucking Santa Claus, a big fat guy who fucking likes putting little kids on his fucking laps, sneaking into the house at night and fucking leaving gifts under your fucking tree. As creepy as that sounds, but you know what? We fucking run with it. You know, the same people that, you know, you grow up and you tell your kids not to fucking lie, but yet you lie to them the first 10 years on this fucking planet by telling them there's a big jolly fucking fat man that watches you while you fucking sleep. Don't fuck with the system, people. It works. As fucked up as it sounds. So I had to get that off my fucking chest. So go partake in Hanukkah, partake in Kwanzaa, partake in Festivus, and New Year's Eve. I think we all celebrate New Year's Eve. I don't think anybody has a fucking problem with New Year's Eve. I think people have fucking problems with, like, you know, after Dick Clark died with fucking Ryan Seacrest, who's a fucking dickhead, taking over the ball dropping. But to each their own. No, go get shit-faced on Christmas Eve. Matter of fact, get drunk the entire month of fucking December. You have 31 fucking days. Today's the fucking 6th. You got 25 fucking days to fucking drink your way through. I'm going to fucking drink. I got drunk on fucking Thanksgiving because I couldn't think about anything except for my mom. So I drank a lot of fucking eggnog and fucking Fireball. Oh, it was delicious going down. It sucked coming out. Use your fucking head. Picture what I'm talking about. I didn't expect that, but that's what happens when you drink fucking 3 giant red solo cups of fucking eggnog. It wasn't even the whiskey. So my advice to you is, if you're going to do a little fucking whiskey in your fucking eggnog, do not do large quantities like good old T did. And I'll make sure to take note of that when I drink through the rest of the motherfucking holidays. So anyway, it's that time of the year where you walk around and you see lights and people actually drive around and they go to fucking houses and they ooh and they ah. Ooh, look at that house, kids. Look at this house. And you know, you get the fucking balls and balls of lights. You put it up. You put your tree up. You put your fucking menorah up. You fucking put your fucking, you leave your cookies out for Santa Claus. You leave the fucking carrots out for the fucking beautiful flying fucking reindeer. I got bit by a reindeer before in fucking Sanders Village in New Hampshire. Yes, I did. I was teasing the shit out of a fucking reindeer. I was 8 years old. And I didn't want to feed the little fucking thing. And I put the thing in one hand and on the other. And he's spinning around me. And I'm laughing. Finally, he bit my fucking hand. My mother picks me up, brings me to the fucking first aid center in Sanders fucking Village. And the nurse goes, I've been doing this for fucking 20 years. And I never seen a little kid get bit. You must be fresh. My mother goes, oh, you have no idea. To which I look at the woman like, yeah, no shit. Fucking reindeer is supposed to be friendly, right? That motherfucker bit me. So I had to get a fucking rabies shot. It didn't break the skin, but my hand was fucking swollen. Yeah. So, fucking, you could jot that shit down right there. That T got fucking bit by a reindeer. You know, grandma got ran over by a reindeer. There should be a song, T got bit by a fucking reindeer. Anyway, the holidays is a time, me aside, you're supposed to be with the people you love, friends and family, and even take away the fucking fact that you're gonna want to buy them fucking gifts. Which, by the way, I'm a fantastic fucking gift giver. Like, I treat people to random things. I treat them to trips, to concerts, to shows. I buy them expensive things. I'm a giver to the people I love. The people I don't, I just don't even fuck with them. But when it comes to the fucking holidays and birthdays, unless you tell me what you want, you're getting a fucking gift card. Gift card that you can use anywhere, a gift card to a restaurant, or gift card to like fucking iTunes. That's it. If you tell me what you want, I'll go get it for you. There's no doubt about it. There's no fucking price, nothing. You tell me you want fucking concert tickets. You tell me you want fucking this or that. I'll get it for you. But if you don't tell me, I'm not chasing you down. You're going to get fucking gift cards. I don't give out hot, cold cash, but that's how I roll. And also, I do like giving gift cards because if I was a kid, I would just rather get the fucking money or the gift card to buy whatever the fuck else I wanted in life. And that's a good deal. And then if I was fucking an adult fucking couple, which I'm not because I'm going to be single throughout yet another fucking set of holidays. But the couples that I give gift cards to the restaurants, are restaurants I've been to that I've taken dates on, I've taken women to, that I've been on with friends. And if I like something by living in the city, I love giving gift cards to couples to say, hey, I went to this restaurant. Here's what I got there. It was fucking bomb. Ask for fucking Enrico. He'll take care of you. Like, I like giving that experience to people than fucking the restaurants that I've been to. But that's just me. But it's the time of the year where you walk around, listen to the music, you see the fucking lights, you're supposed to be jolly. Most people are pissed off because they gotta get shit done. And then fucking, you know, the movies are on and the fucking, in the music and Mariah Carey's fucking song is playing over and over again. And A Christmas Story and Elf is playing over and over again. It's a Wonderful Life used to be, but now I think it's only on once a year. And I'm telling you, the only way I'm gonna get through the fucking holidays is that the next five podcasts that I'm doing, just to give a tribute to the month of December and the holidays, is gonna be not me reviewing the movies, me talking about classic holiday movies. I'm going to do my top five holiday movies. Technically, I think it's going to be about like 9 of them or 10. I forget whatever it came out to because some I had a tie. But I'm going to talk through T's favorite Christmas movies. That's right. I said Christmas because that's what I celebrate in. Because I don't know any other fucking holiday movies. I really don't. It's usually Christmas. So I'm going to tell you the ones that I loved and I enjoyed. And I'll do it by ranking. You know, I'll put them out. I'll start at the bottom five, number five, and I'll work my way up to number one over the next five fucking weeks. And it's not going to be a typical movie review. It's going to be me going off like this. And I love talking about movies, but if it's a movie you already saw and I saw it's been around for a long time, it's going to bring back some fucking memories. You're going to remember who you were with when you saw it. You're going to remember the classic fucking lines. I mean, you're going to remember fucking seeing Tyrion for Game of Thrones and Elf. He was an angry elf. Remember that back then? That was fucking Tyrion for Game of Thrones. The guy who drinks and knows things was in fucking Elf. So I'm going to do shit like that. And you're going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it because the only way for me to get through the holidays right now this year is to talk about the one thing that I know I could fucking talk through and at least get some enjoyment out of, and that is going to be movies. But for now, this one right here, Deck the Fucking Halls, is my take on the month of December and holidays. Then I'm going to break into those five top holiday movies, those top five Christmas movies by T. And then I'm going to bust out my fucking earring of Festivus, Festivus 10, the earring of grievances, the drunk earring of grievances, on December 23rd, and then on that fucking last Monday of the year, I believe it is, on the 27th, hold on, we pop up my calendar real quick, that's right, Thursday, December 27th, will be my year-end review, my whole year-end take of 2018, and I'll wrap up the year, and then in 2019, starting in January, I promise you all that I would have co-host on this, I have special guests and call them in, that is coming, I just didn't get around to it, because like I said, if you weren't fucking listening, I'm depressed. So I really wasn't chit-chatting with friends, and they want to be on the show, and I got some ideas for them, and want to give you some cool new fucking content. So I'm barely crawling across the fucking finish line, 2018, people. I really am. Bear with me. It fucking sucked this year. This last fucking 2 months have been fucking brutal. This last month has sucked, and now we're going right into the fucking holidays, and like I said, I'm just going through the motions of work, working out, and fucking trying to come here and get something done and try to entertain myself and entertain all of you. And that's that. But deck the fucking halls. The halls will be decked. Everybody will be fa-la-lying up the fucking ass. And it's that time of the year where fucking people are sprinkling fucking tinsel everywhere and fucking gingerbread men are fucking all over the fucking office. And then you got to go to the Yankee swaps and the flannel fucking parties and the ugly Christmas fucking sweaters that people go to, and you can't even like wear an ugly sweater anymore that somebody got for you like years ago. They actually have a section in Target now where you get that shit. They even have a section in Target to get fucking Yankee Swap fucking gifts under $25. That's how marketable and how fucking commercial the holidays now are. Get it back to the fucking core. As cool as all that shit is, because some of it's mandatory, your friends make you do it, family makes you do it, your office makes you do it, all those little fucking holiday parties and shit. You gotta get back to the stuff that you enjoy in the holidays. Try to think back when you were a kid. The shit that made you happy. Whether it was a fucking gentle snowfall, maybe it was a cup of fucking eggnog by the Christmas tree, that's the only thing you have on in your place. Maybe it was fucking seeing an old friend that used to have a holiday fucking tradition. And that's something I miss too. Like, some of my friends that I haven't seen in a long time, you know, we used to get together during the holidays. I haven't done that, and this year's been pretty tough. And I promise all you guys, all my friends and family listening, that will be coming soon. But get back to what made you fucking happy. I know everybody and their mother's like, oh, I want the new iPhone. I want to fucking buy this. I want that. I want a trip here. I want to fucking get this. You know, you're trying to figure out these year-end deals for cars, and everybody's just trying to fucking, you know, buy the fucking alcohol because they saw it on fucking Instagram, or you get the Fashion Nova fucking pants for your girl because it makes her ass pop because she didn't want to go to the gym for the last 6 months. All that pressure and shit is not what Christmas and the holidays are about. or any other fucking holiday during this time of the year. The holiday practice started because you were a little kid. That's what you were raised in, right? Whatever your religion was, whatever the holiday was that you had around your home with your parents and your siblings, we had to go to cousin's house and so-and-so's house, and you had to see them. You knew what type of food your aunt was going to bring or your grandma was going to make and the shit that made you happy and just that feel-good feeling. Pause. Slow down the fucking all that commercial bullshit. Turn off Mariah Carey's fucking song and think about that stuff that made you happy when you were a kid. And try to get back to that. Even if it's just for a brief fucking moment. You have every right to enjoy the holidays too. That's another thing that we all do, right? We all try to make the holidays about someone else. We want to make sure so-and-so holidays is the best. Yeah, if you're a parent, absolutely. Your kids come first and the holidays should be important to them. But remember the traditions that, you know, you had. Maybe you could pass them on to your kids or take them to a place they used to go to or tell them some crazy fucking stories. For me, you know, I had some crazy stories when I was a kid where, you know, my father was in the can. And my sister and I were decorating the tree. And I wrote about this on T-Blog. And there was a spot I had picked out. And I was going to put my new clothespin Rudolph on there. I took a couple of wooden clothespins in school. And I glued them together. And I put little googly eyes on it. And I was going to put that up on the tree. And this was a plastic tree. We had a fake tree back then. And when I was turning around to pick it up and put the little tie on it, the little string, because it didn't have a hook, and I was like, turn around and hang it on there and go to my spot. My sister put on one of the little fucking Snoopy shrinky dinks. Those shrinky dinks back in the day, they did away with this, were like characters. Characters that you had in your favorite show at Transformer 1 to G.I. Joe's, and you would have them, and you would take them, they'd be the shape of them, and then you put them in the oven, and you would cook them, and they would come out, and they were like glass. Shrinky dinks were glass. Like, you could cut each other, like, take somebody's fucking eye out with that shit. You know, these kids today, the fucking millennials and stuff with the avocado toast, and these kids that are so sensitive, and you know, you can't call a Christmas tree, could you imagine kids today playing with fucking glass, stabbing each other? So she put a little fucking Snoopy little shrinky dink on the fucking tree in my spot that I was going to put my clothespin Rudolph in. And I go, what the fuck are you doing? She goes, what? I go, I was going to put my reindeer Rudolph there. She goes, there's so many other places on the tree you could put it. I go, no, no, no. That's the spot I wanted it. It's front and center. That's where I was going to put it. I go, take your little fucking Charlie Brown fucking shrinky dink off of it. She didn't want to do it. So I flipped it off the fucking tree across the room. And then fucking she yelled at me. She goes, ma! And she's yelling. I wanted to shut her up. I jumped on top of her and I started strangling her. And the fucking, all the gifts are going everywhere. We knocked the fucking tree down. We're wrestling on top of each other. The tree's fucking on top of us. Gifts are being torn open. My mother comes over and yanks me off of her. The tree's all fucked up. The branches are all bent because, you know, again, it's a fake tree and you put them in. They're all bent. The lights are all fucked up. And my sister's fucking yelling, crying. And my mother's like, look, look what you did. Now you ruined Christmas. And you know what? She was right. I did ruin Christmas. And it wasn't the last time either I ruined a holiday. But that's some of the stuff like that. It's a good memory. Now me and my sister, we can laugh about that. And we tell her kids those stories and how uncle was a fucking terror. And he still kind of is. But it's stuff like that. Get back to the fucking core. I'm not saying you get back to fucking shrinky dinks and fucking beating the shit out of your sister, but I mean, get back to fucking what made you, you. You know, as tough as this year is, something that I want to do, I don't think I'm doing during the holidays, like I said, I'm fucking borderline depressed. Something that I promise myself, when I start feeling more like me, and every day, little by little, I do start feeling more like me, as much as I think about my mom a lot, I do want to get back to that. I do miss a lot of people, a lot of friends and family that have been reaching out to me over the past few months, past few weeks, and I appreciate that. And I want to see them. I want to see them, their kids, and get drunk, and not with their kids, but with them, and shoot the fucking shit and catch up. And that's something I'm going to look forward to. And that's just the holidays, you know? Fucking, and all my friends that I was just talking about, I get all of them. They each celebrate a different type of fucking holiday. They each a different fucking religion. And you know what? I don't force my beliefs onto their shit. They don't force their beliefs onto me. That's how the world is supposed to be, people. Everybody living in a fucking state of harmony during the holidays, not during the holidays, 12 months a year, 365 days a year, peacefully. Of course, that's not the fucking case because we're all a bunch of assholes and we got a fucking president that's an asshole and more assholeism is going to continue into the year. And I'll have more about that when I fucking air my grievances on December 23rd. So that's it. The halls were fucking decked. That's my take on the month of December, the most holidays in one month. Each a little bit holidays, what I'm going to be doing soon, and a little preview of my next 5 to 7 podcasts, which are going to entertain the shit out of you, and just a little bit inclination of what I'm going to do in 2019 when I'm going to take this podcast to another level. Hopefully by that time in January, early January, I'm where I want to go, where originally the vision I had for this podcast. So that's it, everyone. If you want to reach out to me, are you on Instagram? I put a bunch of fucking memes up there. They're not my memes. I don't create them. Sometimes I do. But I share other people's fucking memes, and I put a little funny-ass comment in there. I love memes. Even now in my depressed state, I still love them. Not as much. They don't make me laugh as much as they used to, but hopefully they will soon again. Find me on Instagram, the_T_podcast. And then I have another account, good old T-Blog, one word, T-B-L-A-W-G. All my cool pictures of Boston and around the world. What you could see on that Instagram, on the T-Blog Instagram, is every season you get to see the colors of fall in Boston. Now you're going to start seeing the snow in winter and then the beautiful summer, spring and summer, and then my travel adventures all over the world. It's a cool little fucking Instagram, if I do say so myself. Hit me up on both. DM me. Do what you need to do. Put a comment up there. Maybe I'll follow you back. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Maybe go fuck myself. You like that? That's from The Departed. That's Mark Wahlberg before he was a dickhead. On Twitter, I barely on there. I don't think anybody tweets anymore, man. I know my fucking, I'm taking a hit in the stock market on fucking Twitter. So, but I'm on there once in a while. You could DM me, at mention me, do what the fuck you need to do on Twitter, at T-Blog. Email me. Most people DM, but anyway, t@t-blog.com. The Facebook page, I don't think anybody's really going to Facebook anymore with Zuckerberg and that bullshit. He's just pulling content down left and right. His stock is dropping. Facebook probably will be dying out in the next 5 years, as my prediction. But I have the page, t-blog. And of course, always here on iTunes, putting money into the pocket of fucking Apple. I'm here every Tuesday, every Thursday, and I will be on a special Sunday edition on December 23rd this month. And always the place that started it all, the source for all this content. Go check out some of my original holiday stories, all in the written word, at tblog.com. All right, everyone. Enjoy your fucking holidays. Enjoy your little ugly Christmas sweater parties. Enjoy your fucking trees and your fucking eggnog with Fireball. I recommend just drink it in moderation. Enjoy the month of December. Get through it. Tough it out. For those of you who are feeling like me, some people do get depressed on the holidays, whether you're just going through a loss of a loved one or a breakup or it's just that time of the year, you'll get through it. You'll be all right. Start a fucking podcast. Talk to yourself like I do. It's good therapy. I'll go see a therapist. I should have seen a therapist. I should be seeing a therapist. Do whatever the fuck you need to do, right? All right. Until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.